At 8:22, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. The special legislative session was scheduled to end today. Instead, state lawmakers went home early. House members adjourned yesterday to force the Senate to accept their version of a contentious property tax bill, but the Senate rejected that ultimatum and then also adjourned early. The governor called lowering property taxes the top priority of the special session. Greg Abbott now has to decide whether to call a second extra session if he wants to revive the issue. The special session's end also, for the second time, killed the so-called bathroom bill targeting transgender Texans. Well, after 5 hours of debate last night, the Fort Worth City Council voted not to join the legal fight against Senate Bill 4. The bill targeting so-called sanctuary cities makes it a crime for local authorities not to cooperate with federal immigration officials. It also allows law enforcement officers to question the immigration status of people they detain or arrest. Fort Worth police officials have said they expect the law will make immigrant communities afraid to report crimes. Mayor Betsy Price also has problems with the law, but she voted not to join the lawsuit.
I took an oath to uphold the law, and SB 4, whether Fort Worth is in or out of the lawsuit, is about to become law. And if the courts overturn it, we will be glad to see that happen.
Fort Worth is the only major Texas city not to join the lawsuit against SB 4. The law goes into effect September 1st. Texas has joined a coalition of states investigating the role pharmaceutical companies played in the opioid epidemic. Some doctors are debating the need to prescribe opioids at all. As part of our ongoing Breakthroughs series, Stephanie Kuo reports how rethinking how patients recover from surgery might help curb a national drug crisis.
We've heard a lot about illegal opioids, like heroin. It's highly addictive, and its use has skyrocketed fivefold in just a decade. Some health and addiction experts say that's largely due to the lax prescription of medical opioids, like
Dilaudid, oxycodone. They have multiple brand names, such as Percocet, Norco. And these are the drugs that patients may start on for legitimate reasons, but continue taking those drugs long-term and develop a drug addiction problem.
Dr. Walter Peters is the chief of colorectal surgery at Baylor University Medical Center in Dallas. According to a CDC report from March of this year, the transition from an initial prescription to chronic use of pharmaceuticals or illegal drugs like heroin can happen very quickly. Even a one-day opioid prescription carries a 6% risk of use a year later. That's why more doctors, like Peters, are working to prescribe opioids, or narcotics, more responsibly. At Baylor, he helped usher in what the medical field calls enhanced recovery after surgery.
It's a series of interventions that is designed to reduce the physical and psychological impact of surgery for our patients.
Enhanced recovery programs originated in Europe about 2 decades ago and have recently gained traction in American hospitals. Baylor began its program a year ago and has extensively studied its outcomes. Their primary goals? To shorten the average hospital stay, reduce costs, and help patients recover faster after surgery.
What we were somewhat pleasantly surprised to learn was that our enhanced recovery program also resulted in a substantial reduction in the number of narcotic prescriptions we had to write and the amount of opioid drugs our patients were taking to control their pain.
Peter says nearly a year into the program, and narcotic use among patients recovering from colorectal surgery is about half of what it was before. He expects that number to improve as enhanced recovery protocols expand to the rest of the hospital. Emily Saylor is a colorectal outcomes manager who gathered this data through Baylor's pharmacy.
So we actually looked at it in the first 24 hours, how much did they get in the OR, how much did they get in the PACU, and then if they went to the floor within 24 hours, how much did they get prescribed on the floor. And then we looked at up to post-op day one and then their entire stay. And then just compared, you know, is it more or less? Do we need to give them as much as we're giving them? And that's not what we saw.
Dr. Peters says they also saw another interesting trend.
During this time period, our patient satisfaction scores with regard to pain control have remained stable.
Peter says in the 1990s, there was a push for doctors to take pain more seriously, to treat it like a vital sign, as important as blood pressure and pulse. And as a result, doctors felt pressure to prescribe more powerful painkillers. Fast forward nearly 20 years, and the CDC reports people are taking 4 times as many prescription opioids as they did in 1999. Peter says enhanced recovery is tempering that trend and employing painkillers most people already have at home. Advil, Motrin, Tylenol. That's what 28-year-old Matthew Peterson was given after his surgery in May. He had 11 inches of his small intestine removed to treat his Crohn's disease.
Oh, I was kind of expecting something stronger. And I ended up feeling good enough where I was just on Tylenol the rest of the time, like kind of the max amount of Tylenol that I could, I think, for 2 days.
Peterson says back in college, he got hydrocodone, a prescription opioid, after breaking his leg. And he remembers a stark difference in his recovery. On hydrocodone, he felt hazy, groggy, and sick. On Tylenol, not so much.
Like, I definitely felt more alert. I mean, there were nurses that would just come in and we'd spend a large chunk of our days having full-blown conversations while I was in recovery at the hospital. So I felt more with it and together and able to communicate in a whole lot better.
The doctors had him up and walking the day of his surgery, and he was out of the hospital 2 days later. Peterson says it might have been easier initially to pop a fast-acting opioid, but he wanted to avoid more serious complications down the road, like addiction. Prescription and illegal opioids have accounted for more than 60% of overdose deaths in the U.S. The CDC reports more than 33,000 people died from opioid overdoses in 2015. That same year, Texas saw nearly 1,200 opioid-related deaths. Dr. Walter Peters says not everyone is like Matthew Peterson.
Our expectations are not that we can provide pain-free surgery. That just doesn't exist. But we explain that we want to control their pain to where it's manageable. We're not cruel, and we don't want people to suffer. And for some patients, there is no other way but to give narcotics, to give opioids. So we haven't completely banned the use or eliminated the use of narcotics.
Rather, the push these days is for doctors and pain specialists to see opioids as a last resort. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
Partly sunny skies in the forecast with a high near 96, also a 30% chance of rain through tomorrow. 81 now in Dallas, 80 in Fort Worth.